Harper One and Harper Audio present Once Upon a Time We Ate Animals, The Future of Food by Roanne Von Voorst, read by Eileen Stevens. The future is already here. It's just not very evenly distributed. William Gibson. The difficulty lies not in the new ideas, but in escaping from the old ones. John Maynard Keynes. Introduction. Inventing a new color. 3 centuries ago, the Enlightenment took place, and burning people as witches or condemning them for their beliefs became illegal. Over 150 years ago, around 8 generations by my reckoning, slavery was abolished all over the world, and it became illegal to brand other human beings, hold them against their will, misuse or mistreat them in any other way. Around 100 years ago, 5 generations, women in the Western democracies were given the right to vote and formally became equal to men. You and I live in similarly turbulent, important, and exciting times. Our age will go down in history for the immense social, economic, and cultural changes that are unfolding right now, at the very moment that you are reading this book. It is a transformation that is taking place all over the world in all kinds of places, and it won't be long before it suddenly strikes you. You will see it in the things you buy, the work you do, the way you raise your children, even in the way you think and feel. And when it gets to that stage, it will almost be as if things were never any different. You and I are part of the generation that will see unnecessary animal suffering become a thing of the past in large areas of the world. This means that while the consumption and use of meat or other animal products may still go on in the near future, it will become more difficult and much more expensive. It will be a choice that differs from the norm, a choice rejected by most people. Whether you support this huge change or are against it, it is already happening. You cannot halt it, for we are in the midst of it. Try to imagine yourself standing on a green hilltop and trying to move an enormous, heavy boulder. You push against the boulder with both hands, dig your heels into the grass, tense your core and your legs. It doesn't work. The boulder stays where it is, and you swear, you puff, you groan, you think it might be impossible to budge it, and then suddenly it starts to roll. You've managed to find the boulder's tipping point. It rolls slowly at first, then faster and faster until the boulder rolls so fast that you know it will be impossible to stop even if someone tried. We have now reached the same sort of tipping point. We are all on the edge of this shift from a slow-paced to a fast-paced movement, a movement that can no longer be stopped. We're on a roll. Veganism is one of the fastest-growing movements in the world. More and more scientists and futurists predict that eating meat and dairy will become much less common and may even become a social taboo in the near future. A growing number of people are saying that veganism is one of the last remaining options we have to combat climate change, and their message is being heard. In the 1990s, there were about 1 million people worldwide who ate no meat or dairy or did not use any animal products, often because they were saddened by the plight of animals, sometimes because they believed it was bad for the environment or their body. By 2015, this number had grown at least 100-fold, according to some, even up to around 750 million. In 2008, the city of Ghent in Belgium was the first city in Europe to promote a weekly meat-free day in schools and other public institutions. This idea had already gained some traction in the U.S. The next city to implement this was in the U.K. And by 2019, 40 cities worldwide were taking part in the practice. And this number continues to grow. In 2018, Australia, the country that at the start of the 21st century consumed the most meat in the world.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?